Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs 21, verses 17 through 20. That's Proverbs 21, verses 17 through 20. Scripture says, "Whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, and the traitor for the upright. It's better to live in a desert land than with a quarrelsome and fretful woman. Precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it." What we're going to do today is we're going to kind of pull a couple of things from these verses, but what I want to start off with is having you compare with me verse 17 and verse 20. Verse 17 says, "Whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man, and he who loves wine and oil will not be rich." Yet verse 20 says, "Precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it." What we need to understand is that having nice things is not bad, but when we have nice things, we use them for needful purposes or useful purposes. Needing to have nice things is a different thing. You see, because they increase the desire for more and more and more. The difference between a wise person having oil and in their dwelling and a person who's foolish is the one who devours it. It's the one who loves pleasure who will be a poor man, who loves wine and oil will not be rich. You see, the difference is it a need or is it a want? And that's the big, big difference. In James chapter 4, listen to verses 1 through 3. It says, "What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You don't have because you don't ask. And then you ask and you don't receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions." You see, we have a tendency sometimes to fall into ditches when it comes to extremes, if you will, of trying to live our lives. There are those who think that the best way is to have nothing nice at all, you know, and have just stark furniture, the basic necessities, almost kind of like a hermit or a monk in that type of a lifestyle. And then there are others who think, oh, no, God gave us good things to enjoy, and so we're going to have it all. You know, listen, the balance is it's okay to have nice things. It's okay to have money. But what controls you? Do you desire to have more money and more money and more money? That's a problem. Do you desire to have more and more nice things and got to have the latest gadget and the latest thing and the newest iPhone and all that? That's a problem. And so we need to let the Spirit of God teach us balance. Then as we see later on in the same passage, it then talks about how the wicked is a ransom for the righteous and the traitor for the upright, and how it's better to live in a desert land than with a quarrelsome and fretful woman. The scripture goes on and teaches us that when the wicked plot against the righteous, eventually they're going to experience what they had planned for the righteous. Like I say, there were two things to pull out of this passage today. The first is that the nice things are okay to have. It's the need to have nice things. It's the need to have the latest, best of everything. That's a problem. And the second thing is when the wicked plot against the righteous, eventually the scripture says what they had planned for the righteous becomes what they get. Psalm 23, listen to verses 1 through 6. Says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you're with me, God. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Did you catch it? Our two things from the passage in Proverbs are all here in Psalm 23. We don't need to worry when the enemy plots against us. You're going to set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You walk me through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't have to worry about it because you're with me. You got me. Yet at the same time, I don't need a whole lot of stuff because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yet with the Lord as my shepherd, he leads me in green pastures and by still waters. I have everything I need, and I even have some nice stuff. So today's challenge is simply this. Don't fret about the enemy, and don't fret about the evildoers. Rest in God. Enjoy the good things that he gives you, but don't feel like you got to have them, because you've got the Lord. You've got everything you need. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.